Yeah, I think Tom had a real solid, you know, spring ever since I've been around him, you know, in and out of the meeting room. And just done a good job kind of taking right into that leadership role, has stepped up from day one. I've seen him, you know, he had a good grasp of our offense coming into the year, but I think he's even taken it a step further. And, you know, he's been solid the whole way in both in and out of, you know, the learning environment and out in the field. Been real happy with where he's come. I do like it, yeah. It gives you a little broader view of everything, you know, when you move out of the receiver room into the quarterback room. I did it once in New York. You know, I went from the receiver room to the quarterback room, so I'm familiar with it, have done it before. But it's a lot of fun, and it kind of gets you involved in every aspect in terms of not only the passing game, but your protections, your run game, the whole deal. So it's been a real good step for me.
Sean, a lot is made about the complexity of this offense. Does it really take several years before a quarterback is really comfortable knowing the system?
Yeah, I think there's always challenges, you know, to your offense. We certainly have a multiple offense. We were able to do a lot of good things. You know, we want our quarterback to make some decisions, you know, in both run and pass games. So there's certainly a lot of intricacies to it. But I would tell you, you know, for young guys coming into the league, there's a growing curve in every offense. You know, certainly we like what we do here. But, you know, I think you know, Tom's assimilated and done it. And Deshaun's come along and done a decent job for us as well, learning.
Is the curve specifically steep with this offense compared to others?
I mean, I think it's, you know, I think there's, like I said, it's a multiple offense. So, you know, these guys got to be on their toes. They've got to be smart. They've got to handle things, different situations and what the defense does. And we want them to get us, you know, into good plays and make good decisions. But I think that's pretty true with most quarterbacks in the league.
So Bill is the OC and play caller as the QB's coach. Do you help him build the game plans during the week? How does that collaborative process work?
Yeah, we have a great situation in our offensive staff room, and really it's a collaborative effort with all of our offensive coaches. And, you know, with Obi leading the charge, and then, you know, but every guy having some input with, you know, their expertise in their area, and everybody kind of understanding the challenge that everybody else faces in their room, working together and coming up with good ideas. But it's a collaborative effort with the entire offensive staff.
What do you think about the relationship that Tom has with his receivers, especially DeAndre? I know he says he feels like he's very open and they have that rapport on off the field.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I think Tom's got that, to be honest with you, I think Tom's got that with the majority of positions, you know, on the team, in particular on offense. I think it carries over with obviously the receivers, which is important for those guys to have that chemistry. But he's tight with the offensive line. He's got good relationships with the backs, the tight ends, you know, the whole deal. He really gets around. He makes an effort to really get to know these guys, and not just on the field, but I think off the field too. And it shows up. It shows up. But certainly the chemistry with DeAndre has been apparent.
What allows him to do that?
I think it's his demeanor. Yeah, I think it's his demeanor, his personality, and the way he handles himself. I think, you know, he's just a kind of a welcoming type of guys, willing to help people, to give them information, to kind of understand what their, you know, what the challenges of their job are, and able to, you know, in some ways tell them what his job entails. And I think between those two things, guys feel comfortable talking to him.
He told us today that out here, I know I seem kind of even keel, but on the field I really am pumped up and I really get excited about that. What is the Tom Savage that you see?
On or off the field? I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, game day, you got to tell him, like, hey, you know, you gotta reel it in. Sometimes he gets emotional, but in a good way. You know what I mean? Like, I tell him a lot of times, like, look, man, I like to see that fire, that competitiveness. And I don't think you can be successful at this level, you know, of football without that. You know, as a quarterback, you got to be able to control it and make it work for you. And I think, you know, Tom can do that. But there's no question. You know, I know I've seen his interviews. He's an even keel guy, but he gets a little fired up. It's good to see, though. Nice, guys.